Blog Talk Radio.
Hit it.
Party in the park when it's ran off, you wear it.
to this bitty. I can feel you digging me with your glass of Remy. You had one too many, but still I'm impressed with your wild out Timmy. It's a party, and I got to run on through. But maybe later on we can chat over booze. See, I thought you knew. Ain't no delaying what I'm saying. Want me to rewind, select up my track, hit one way. I said it's a party, I got to run on through. We rolling 20 plus, you can follow if you choose. See, ain't nothing changed since the days of the Q. Except the elimination of one or two up my crew. Yeah, it's you, but true, I got to browse on through. You can catch me at the bar, being shady to my old crew. How I do, make moves like a shoe. Catch me on the rebound, or maybe at the tunnel.
So a party ain't a party when it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew.
Down the whole bottle of Henny, peeping shorties in my business, seeing many. But there's something about you, you seem off the hook, giving me the hour to say something new. Plus I dress you women, got my whole team staring. You not bouncing with me, I'm not hearing. Licking the mix, for real, like you really wanted. Did you dealing with the cat that's blunt? Say for real, shorty rock, get you down. To go hard with the champ a whole round. You see, I have my eyes on you from way across the room. You look so good from over here. I can smell your perfume, I assure. If I try to come and get you, you'll think that I was only out to hit you. She used an intelligent trick with an extra type of smile. Held my temptation back for a while. Told my brother Solid, I'll be back here. Yeah. That's pretty Lewis, sitting nice to watch my jacket. Make a touch to my lips, put the drink in my hand. Took a sip, let my legs expand. Cause
that's how we do. For me and you, I give a shout out to the whole crew. From New York City to Chicago too.
Yeah. We're party in a party when it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew before we play a crew. After 3 hours, we go to walk this crew. A party in a party when it's red or blue. And we're party in a party when it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew before we play a crew. After 3 hours, we go to walk this crew. A party in a party when it's red or blue.
Now party in a party till I run through it. Sick 'em, that's how I do it. Move it, get down, keeping y'all moving. Certified game type proven, alright? Dealer of the dance floor, making all y'all stomp and clap. You feeling me? Damn sure. I had the answers for your dancers since way back, putting it down like that.
I came in the door, 20 or more. Watch the dance floor, cause we like it raw. Dawn got my head spinning like a set of rims. Love the butter like a pair of Tim's. What's the deal, shorty? Wanna rock with me? Take it back through the wild with me. Spin the cast like Monopoly. Word slurred and my vision is blurred. But a party ain't a party till I fly with a bird.
A party ain't a party till it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew before we play a proof. After 3 hours, we gon' walk this proof. A party ain't a party till it's red or blue. Damn, a party ain't a party till it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew before we play a proof. After 3 hours, we gon' walk this proof. A party ain't a party till it's red or blue. Yo, a party ain't a party till it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew before we play a proof. After 3 hours, we gon' walk this proof. A party ain't a party till it's red or blue. A party ain't a party till it's red or blue. And leave it to my crew, it's gon' be player proof. After 3 rounds, we gon' blow off this roof. A party ain't a party till it's red or blue.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Monique the Plus Poet. You are now tuned in to Feeble Friday, and you're rocking with the Plus Effect with myself and Miss Ashley, Miss Phil the T Chambers. What's going on tonight?
What's going on, people? I'm ready for tonight. I know the mics are going to be blazed. We got the mics set. Everybody should get up on there and do their thing. So, Mo, I'm ready. It's been a long week.
Oh.
It's been a trying week. So I'm ready for my poetic fix for tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely a long week indeed. To everybody that's listening live right now, we say what's up and much love to y'all. To everybody that's on the line, press 1 to get in the queue if you want to do this, do a piece. Of course, it's open mic, so it goes down exactly how you want to put it down. Shout out to our family, Black Poetry Cafe. You're now listening to Black Poetry Cafe Radio. We'll just go ahead and open up the show. We see you with your hands up. And like I said, it's open mic. Press 1 to get in the building.
Indeed. And what we want to do first is we want to give a big shout out to our brother Star Chaser with the return of Night Walks on last night. The show was absolutely phenomenal. The poets came out. They showed much love, and they showed out completely. So make sure you guys tune in 9 p.m. on Thursday to the Night Walk. And we're going to go ahead and bring in our first caller tonight, 323. You're on the line with the Plus Effect.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, what's the? Hey, how you doing, sisters? Peace. This is Rob Morrow.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Nothing much. Nothing much. I'm just trying to finish this writing this poem, this new masterpiece that I was very fortunate to share with a special, very special and phenomenal artist, and whose name I will not mention. You'll find out soon enough. So, anyway, much love to Brother Star Chaser doing the thing, and yeah, make sure, like he said, make sure y'all save that money. So when it's time for me to get bailed out, you know, save a little extra for yourselves too, because you guys might end up being in jail too, so you never know. Anyway.
I don't look cute in orange. I can't help you with that one.
And you know, our words be sometimes our words can be very dangerous things, you know. But
okay.
Yeah, it's always out there for change. But anyway, okay, let me get into this my piece. This one's entitled Risen.
All right.
Okay. Time has arisen. The voices are heard. A beating heart seeks answers with demands to be given. Without spin, without compromise. You see, the world's our stage, so we ain't got time for bullshit. Because we're Freedom Summer's infants, detaching our umbilical cords and strutting out the womb with raised fists. As we move forward, where struggles happen, where ambiguity is dancing with rainbows and perseverance cradles sorrows. I'm a Garvia incarnate, lifting every voice from the bowels of can't do. I'm reflections and discipline that preserve the tears that fall in line, rehearsing battle cries, dismantling pain with blues. Humming ballads of street soldiers, a third eye occupy the sixth sense that thrive and organize, handing out pamphlets, speaking on reparations and voter registrations to increase the number of a rising nation that flexes insurrection and maintains dignity with a Nat Turner swagger and Kwame Ture's insight. And the vibes I felt strongly like Braille, a mindful pilgrimage, the endurance of melanin is being risen and spilling unity on the table, challenging anyone to wipe it away. It's the dawn of a new day in the context and conquest of self-reliance and self-empowerment. And peace.
Rob, thank you for coming tonight on the Plus Effect. That indeed was a very powerful piece, and it was very heartfelt, and I appreciate you coming through with that tonight. Mo, how do you feel about that piece?
Oh, my God, Rob, you always come through with the strength, with your pen, same way you did it last week. You brought it again this week, definitely with the unity. He said the world is our stage, so we don't have time for bullshit. He said the vibes are felt strongly like Braille. Your wordplay, your delivery in that was crazy, so I could dig it. He said, spilling unity on the table, challenging anyone to wipe it away. It's the dawn of a new day, and I love that piece. I love the motivation. I love the strength behind you putting your word as bond on your piece because you speak it, and that's the truth, and we appreciate you coming out again tonight and supporting and doing your thing.
Yeah, thank you, sister. Thank you for your support as well. I enjoy your show. I really enjoy your show. And I enjoy all the shows, all the Blog Talk shows. So, yeah, once again, I appreciate the support. Excuse me.
Now I got to go
get dressed and get ready and prepare to finish this piece and go out to the my poetry spot in Silmar, Tia Chucha. So.
Cool. Well, you have a good time and be safe, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, Queens, you take care. Peace out.
All right. You too.
Now, that was the way to open the show. That was very powerful and motivating.
The people in the building right now, once again, this is Fever Friday. You're rocking with the Plus Effect. If you have a piece to do, it is open mic night. Look, y'all have it y'all's way. There's no format. Anything that you got to say to speak it, you are welcome here. This is what the stage is for, the platform is for. So go ahead and press 1 to get in line, and we got you. So without further ado, we'll go ahead and keep the show rolling. I see we got a 203 in the building. 203, this is Fever Friday. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Ashley and Monique?
We are good. What's going on?
Doing all right. How's it going near you, my lady?
You know, there's somebody trying to disguise their voice. I wonder who that is, Mo.
I see. Who we speak? Let the people know who we have on the line and intrigue us with who we're speaking with right now.
Okay. This is Mr. Nervous, Miles Randall.
I knew it.
How's it going? How's everybody doing over here?
We are good. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. I got poems. I got loans. I got everything.
I see you've been on a writing spree. You've been doing your thing. I've been seeing the posts. What you got for us tonight?
Oh my goodness! How about I come with smartphones?
I knew it. I was going to say, go ahead and bring it. I love that piece.
Okay. Check it out. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay. You said you loved me. So I woke up the next morning and ran a marathon to find your heart. I started to think, is this really the finish line? Was I able to find what I was looking for? That you had an open source code like my old Google phone, and I was able to understand what was in your system. Should I connect wirelessly to link together your mind, body, and soul to mine at the same damn time? Or should I just keep your files encrypted? Smartphones, you said you loved me. Uh-oh, you ladies are going to be a little mad at me. I have to stop the poem.
We can never be mad with you.
I have to, unfortunately, start the poem over again only because my notes had the same words combottled in the wrong way.
No problem. Do your thing.
Okay. Sorry about that. All right. Let me just get my act together. All right. This time, there won't be no do-overs. You said you loved me, so I woke up the next morning and ran a marathon to find your heart. I started to think, is this really the finish line? Was I able to find what I was looking for? Could it be that you had an open source code like my old Google phone, and I was able to understand what was in your system? Should I connect wirelessly to link together your mind, body, and soul to minds at the same damn time? Or should I just keep your files encrypted? Maybe I just don't understand your love, or better yet, what love truly is. At the moment, I am sort of feeling like an outcast. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, but I thought I was for real. My past keeps me from moving forward like an Achilles heel. I feel regret, for my future has high expectations of me, but I still haven't changed my settings yet. I need an updated version, whatever the fuck that is. Help me, for I am stuck in need of customer service support. I'm calling right now. How may I help you today? I am in need of a new plan. Well, what cell phone plan can we interest you in, sir? I don't need a mobile plan, but a new life plan. Well, sir, we have several different options available. Have you ever heard of our shared everything plans with up to 10 lines and 10 gigabytes of data for only $200 a month? Kind of, but I was really looking for an unlimited plan to stay connected to God. So can you please help me? Sir, all you need is the internet to stay connected. Thank you for your help. Goodbye for now. A smartphone. My entry into this world, the journal and notebooks are forever gone. How long before I can call you? Better yet, your method is preferably texting. Do you know if you love me or am I chasing dreams still? To feel your touch and know the feeling of your skin, just want to match your voice to the person I love so dearly. Clearly, my eyes had visions of us. Do you know how a masterpiece is created? When two people come together and share their ambitions, a letter and a text, or a good old phone call. To better serve you, I have updated my contacts list, and you are the first number in my smartphone entry.
Miles, indeed, this was a masterpiece. I love your thought process with this piece. I love the message in the piece. It was Miles Brantle all the way. Thank you for sharing that with us tonight. Mo, how do you feel about this piece? You're welcome.
Miles, okay, look, I'm feeling you right now. First of all, your whole creativity was in that piece. Was through the roof. And I like how you transitioned into the customer service agent. So we really felt you on that level where you wanted to deliver to people, and your purpose throughout the piece was definitely served because the transition was done ever so nicely. He said, should I connect wirelessly to link together your mind and soul to link mine at the same damn time, or should I just keep files encrypted? He said, help me try and stop the need of customer service support. He said, I am in need of a plan. I don't need a mobile plan, but a new life plan. I was really looking for an unlimited plan to stay connected to God. Look, I see you. I love that piece. The creativity was through the roof. You keep doing your thing. I'm always delighted to hear what you got to bring to the mic.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Monique. Thank you, Ashley. But actually, do not thank me for this poem. Thank Trey Songz, but I was trying to do it from a different angle than he did. You know?
Right. Wait, hey, well, you put your own thing to that. You owned it. Yes.
Thank you. Own it. I'm about to play some Mac Wilds. Right? I got some Mac Wilds.
You keep doing your thing.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate y'all. I love the show. Oh, my God. This is a good fit for y'all. I'm pretty sure I have a lot of fans. I'm a big fan. So, y'all know it.
Hey, y'all are fans, for real. Without y'all, there's no us. So, we appreciate you for coming through and kicking it with us on Fridays. We appreciate that love, Miles. You have a good one and stay tuned.
Thank you, sis. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
It has turned up on Fever Friday already. This is what it's about. It's your platform to do what you want to do and bring it exactly how you want to bring it. If you're just now arriving in the building, press 1 to get in queue. We got y'all tonight. It's open mic, and you all have the floor. But without further ado, we'll go ahead and keep the show rolling. I see we got a 276 in the building. 276, you're on Fever Friday. Let the people know who we're speaking with tonight.
Hey, y'all. This is LaPonda.
Hey, LaPonda.
Hey, how are you doing?
Fabulous. How are y'all?
Good.
We're doing good.
It's been a long, long week.
Oh, yes, yeah, look. Indeed. It has a real long one. It's been a terribly long day, but I just want to shout you out for the support, first and foremost, for backing us up and always listening to the show. And it's a pleasure to have you on the line tonight. You know, press one. So, look, the floor is open to you. You do what you do. Take your time with that thing, and the mic is yours.
All right. Well, I want to say thank y'all for doing this because this has been a passion, but I had let it go a long time ago for, you know, life happens. Mm-hmm. And this has just, you know, people are putting their life for a reason. And the road that's leading that is leading to so much better things. But I just want to say thank you to you guys and all the beautiful people that's on here. Oh, my gosh. This is my date night. I love it. This is so fun.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for having you here.
Okay, the piece I'm going to do is called Come Out. It's a little something-something. It's like my first one starting back writing.
All right.
Trying to sustain motivations for whatever comes my way. But tell me how, when I'm part of a world of cannot. You tell me what I cannot do. Too fat, too old, too girly, too black. But if orange is the new black, what does it matter? Looking at a society that complains because young people are lazy and just don't do nothing. Put your pants up, boy. Don't you know where that comes from? You are not a nigger, but a king. So teach your little prince what is to be. A gun does not make you a man, my brother. Success in beating the odds of what is to come of the product of a single mother does. Success whispers in your ear and will ring until you come and accept your place into the universe of what is to be. My sister, lower your skirts, dresses, and shorts, but not your self-esteem. Raise your tops and your standards. Your motivation comes from within, not from a significant other. Prove to others that you are queen of birthright in yourself. Your body is your queendom, but you treat it like a vast desert, waiting for another to come by and nurture your field, to water and shower you with love. How about loving you first and not accepting the negativity that comes with accepting full? But now we are seeing what all of this comes down to. Positive teams that people cannot believe want peace. They find new ways to come out of old situations. They defy old stinking thinking. Money cannot and will not shut them up, for you are in their world. I think I like where this is going. Come out of the old ways, making positive changes. Come out of the negative thinking society has placed on a generation. Come out of the general curse that is spoken out on you. Claim the victory. Come out. Indeed.
Wow. First of all, I want to say, B.A., stand up. And I know you're from Monique's hometown, and I know you've been supporting our show and listening throughout times we've been airing the show. And I just want to say that for you to come on tonight for the first time, that means a lot to me because that inspires you to pick your pen back up and say, hey, I'm going to start writing again, and I'm going to share my ink with the world. And indeed, this was nothing but the truth. I love this piece. Thank you so much for coming out tonight again and blazing the mic for the first time on the Plus Effect. Mo, how do you feel about this piece?
Oh, yeah. LaPonda, I salute you for even, because I know the feeling of you used to write and you put down a pen and you really don't fool with it no more, but, you know, you still have that within you. So I appreciate you for stepping out tonight and coming out tonight in order to do this piece, and you delivered it ever so gracefully. You did it in a strong sense. You had a lot of conviction within that piece when you was giving your words, and it's really, really true. So we appreciate the encouragement you put out on the line tonight. She said, "You're not a nigga, but a king." She said, "Your motivation comes from within, not from a significant other." She said, "How about loving you first and not accepting negativity?" She said, "Claim the victory. Come out." We appreciate that piece. You just blazed the mic for the first time on Fever Friday, and we look forward to hearing you again sometime in the future. But from this point, don't put down that pen. Keep rocking out and doing what you do. BA, stand up. We appreciate you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you,
LaFonda. Thank you for coming through.
All right, enjoy the rest of the show and stay tuned, okay?
No doubt.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Yes, the show is hot, man. Mo, I'm over here drinking. I had to give me a glass of cold water because I'm telling you, it's getting hot tonight. And we have a line. We're going to get to everyone tonight. We thank y'all for being patient. So we're going to go ahead and bring in our next caller, 912. You're on the line with the Plus Effect.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Who have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Naomi Matthews.
Hello, Naomi. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm excited and nervous.
Well, welcome to the Plus Effect. Hey, this is your home. You don't have to be nervous. Take off the shoes. The mic is yours whenever you're ready.
All righty. This poem is called Why. Why do I shut down? Why is it at times when my face wore a smile, my eyes reflect a frown? Why is it that I pour out love like an art form, yet my heart feels ripped and torn? Although I'm a woman scorned, with each scar it's like a new woman born. Why am I carrying around all this emotional baggage when I know I told the last man he could have it? Why is it that the unforeseen love spirals into messy, upsetting trials? Why is it my spunky independence can't coincide with submitting? I was once told the first step towards healing was submitting. So maybe, just maybe, the why is hidden in me. That's it.
Oh, wow. Girl, I was waiting for
was
some
short.
More. Yes, that was hot. That was real. That was some real life situation type stuff. And I love the fact that you brought a message through that piece. Keep writing, Naomi. You're doing your thing. I know the nerves can get you sometimes, but you got something. But keep doing you and keep coming on the Plus Effect and sharing with us. You're welcome.
Okay. I will. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You did it ever so beautifully. Like, I was just anticipating more, but exactly what you gave us was enough to serve is purpose. She said, I was once told that the first step towards healing was admitting. You got that right. You said a mouthful tonight, and we look forward to hearing you more. You keep doing your thing.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
You're
Naomi.
Welcome.
I just sent you a friend request, so make sure you accept it so we can go ahead and put you in the event room.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks. You too.
I'm loving the newcomers tonight. Everybody's coming through, feeling comfortable, and that's what we want y'all to feel comfortable and do you and express how you feel. That's what the Plus Effect is all about.
Right, that encouragement, just to know. Yeah, just to know, like a lot of people, like, listen, and they want to just kind of see what it's about, you know, and get their feet wet. So, you know, not only us, you know, for hosting the platform, but it's the poets that come out and their words inspire. So together we are a movement within a unit to just continue to excel in what we do and to continue to motivate and inspire. So with that being said, we'll go ahead and keep the show rolling. 706, you're on the line with the Plus Effect. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Hi, this is Crimson.
Hey, I'm sorry, what was that again?
Crimson.
Crimson, how are you?
Good, good.
Awesome, welcome to the Plus Effect.
Thank you. So the piece that I wrote, and hold on. So this is a piece that I wrote, and it's kind of untitled, but
okay.
I'm just go with it.
Cool.
Oh. Okay. As he began to speak, she noticed her knees tense up a little. His proven ability to fill the room of his mastery of suspense caused her heart to skip a beat slightly. Wondering if her face glowed of sexual suspense, she asked herself, how can her sexual desires build to the strength for a complete stranger? She loves it. She feels the sultry aura she's glowing in. He peeks through those strong, glaring, mysterious frames, forcing her to look away, to examine if other strangers are witnessing what is occurring. Forced to meet with his eyes again because although she glances innocently away, she feels as if he's describing every inch of her physique. She could care less who his poetic words are referencing because dim the lights, her fantasy resides with him and her. As he grips the mic, he's moaning to the audience, awaiting every line of their unity. She's fantasizing. She wasn't anticipating to explore into the poetic door, but now she's past ready. His silhouette of that brown-filled pattern, entangled soft cloth, maybe 100% cotton vest, she wants the crowd to hush so she can be sexually in tune with every letter he pronounces, every syllable. His words become so powerful. His manly, protective, stern but sensitive voice delivers those poetic words so gracefully, filling the room with female O's and I's and yes. She continues. She wants him to stop, but continuing excites her daydreams. Who is this man speaking? Put together oh too well artistic soul, and he reveals his painting. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. His energy is directly reaching me, so strong and captivating, she has to look away. If their eyes meet again, whew, she decides to text a friend as a means of distraction, secretly longing to feel every breath he breathes on her body to inspire his sex painting. She awaits drops of his paint to drip down the curves of her back. Creating what was missing, they'll be fulfilled. Now her heart's racing, slyly glancing out of the corners of her eyes to scope any foreseen witnessing. The power of her eyes, he denies, but the power of lust pulls them closer and continues to grow stronger. Now people begin to silence themselves, to not disturb this evident connection. Yeah, he wants it. She glides across the table to finally get to him. He tries to hide, but beings with such a powerful sexual energy, they ignore the audience. The passion claps its hands. They receive a standing ovation. So that's it.
Oh, wow. Christian, this was definitely a very central piece, and it was very vivid. I went with you on the journey of your pen. This was definitely a hot one. Can you let us know how can we find you? I'm not able to find you on our friend list. If you don't mind letting the people know how we can get in touch with you.
Well, I'm on Facebook, Leah Cute and Classy Taylor. So that's kind of my Facebook name.
Gotcha. I got you now. Okay. Thank you. Mo, how do you feel about this piece?
Wow, that was so
sexy, and you painted a visual through your words. Like, I could see that man on stage. I could see everything that you were conveying to us coming out in your piece tonight. She said, how can her sexual desires build the strength for a complete stranger? She said, continuing to excite her daydreams, who is this man speaking? His energy is directly reaching me. So strong and captivating, she has to look away. You painted that moment of intensity, the sexualism, but in such a respectful fashion, like you gave us just enough to go there with you and be there through that passion that you was creating through that piece. So we both definitely appreciate you tonight, and I love that piece and can't wait to hear you some more.
Thank you so much for providing me an outlet to, you know, express some of my poetry. So, thank
you. You're welcome. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. And welcome to the Plus Effect.
Thanks.
Not a stranger. Don't be a stranger.
I won't. All right. Bye.
Bye. Have a good night.
You too.
Wow.
If you're in the building right now, look, go ahead and press one. Y'all already see how it's going down on Fever Friday. We have a variety of just everything that's going on right now. So it is open mic night, so that means you do it exactly how you want to do it. So what we'll do, like we always do, we keep this thing rolling. I see we got a 330 in the building. You're on Fever Friday. Let the people know who we're speaking with tonight.
Yeah, how y'all doing? This is Nathan Smith, a.k.a. Uncut.
Okay.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, I can't complain.
We already know you're about to come through with something. Let us know about this tonight.
You already know.
I'll stop.
Okay, tonight I have a piece like what's going on in the nation that I wrote about some time ago, but I performed at a couple of poetry spots here in Cleveland, but I'm going to give you this piece. This piece right here is called Demons of the Roman Empire. This piece has two skits in it. There's noose hanging around my neck, and it's called a felony, placed around my neck by the demons of the Roman Empire to keep these American Negroes in check. Hit the floor and don't you make a move, nigger, or else my partner here is going to be calling in. Hey, Sarge, we just found a dead nigger. I don't know, Sarge. Looks like a gunshot. I don't know, Sarge. It's just a dead nigger. The hate of the Tea Party against a black man in the president's office running the USA gives a whole new meaning to the word head nigger in charge. Their hate towards this thought and reality is lashed across my back the way Matthew Broderick lashed Denzel across his back in the movie Glory. As it was then, it is now. It's the same old story. Life is fucked up. Cleveland police shoot a couple 134 times as the demons of East Cleveland police watched some fucked up shit. And the feds coming to town and finding only one person guilty, it's really fucked up. In fact, I say downright corrupt. Demons of the Roman Empire with their shining silver badges and black robes and wooden mallets. They've taken an oath hand over Bible, but not for truth, justice, and the American way. It's corruption, wickedness, and an occasional, put these handcuffs on and shut your mouth. Why decide how many felonies I'm going to hand out? 8, 9, 10. How many felonies did we say we was going to hand out, Charlie? Was it 8 or was it 9? It was 9. That's what I thought it was. And you found 3 pounds of weed in the trunk? Now, come here, boy. Let me talk to you for a minute. You want to be smart about this? You want to take 5 years off your sentence? You would? Charlie, put 2 of those pounds of weed in the trunk of the car for the Hog Roast hoedown this weekend down by the river for me, you, and the boys. You a smart nigger, son. Ohio's new 3-strikes law in the form of child support. Strike 1, no child support, 30 days in jail. Strike 2, no child support, 90 days in jail. Strike 3, no child support, 18 months in jail and a fresh felony. So they got a noose around my neck and a felony around my ankle. And you niggas thought Kunta Kinte was dead. I ain't dead, I'm still here. They just found a new way to cut my foot off. talk about as the world turns. It's really how the news turns, and it's almost unbearable. White man shoots in van full of black teenagers, killing one black teen. He felt justified in doing so, getting charged, but not charged for the murder. I already knew this, homie, and I didn't even see the murder. I am the haunted, like Antonio Rodriguez in the movie The Haunted, running from the law in Tommy Lee Jones. These Steven Seagal detectives out there thinking y'all above the law, forever fucking with a black man, trying to provide for his family and abide by your law. A red bull target on the back of every black man every day. And every day I'm starting to feel like I'm in the movie Training Day. Stick to your ground, says the white man's law. Just make sure when you pop him, there's no witnesses. No one to say, that's what he said. That ain't how I saw it, boss. No, we didn't see it like that, boss. That boy Mike Brown had his hands up and said, don't shoot, I surrender. Demons of the Roman Empire and their revival of the picnic, in layman terms, pick a nigga, and roast his ass with balls that we French bread is so thick that only a dollar could possibly buy you out. Look at O.J. and Michael. Beat the trial, but still labeled for life. Let me not speak too loud, or they may want to end my life. Black man is president, thinking things would change, but from day one in office, they slapped their handcuffs on his hands and says, don't get any ideas, nigga, and don't get cute. America loves Michelle. We all know it's her, and not you, who should be wearing that suit. In peace, I'm uncut.
Oh, my goodness. Uncut. You know what? Like, the whole time when I'm listening, I'm trying to, you know, catch lines and go with you, but I had to just, like, literally take myself away and close my eyes and connect with your visuals, and you did that. You are like this one man, like, play in itself, speaking your poetry, and I love the transitions, and I have a couple of people that's actually listening right now, like, hit me up, like, yo, he's doing his thing. Like, you set out, your mission was accomplished, and I like the way you went from earlier to today with those similarities, with the same things that are going around, but your transition between your spoken word and your character was flawless, and you just did that. Ashley, what you feel about this piece?
Man, this piece took me to a whole nother place of just the things we as blacks have gone through, to where we just need to appreciate being a black person, how far we've come. And I know you talked about before that you've been going to do plays, write plays. I don't know if you're saying you're going to act or write, but you definitely have the gift to be able to do that. And this right here by far has been my favorite from you. It was so detailed. It was so true. It was so real. You couldn't help but follow you with this piece, and I appreciate you for coming through tonight and sharing this heartfelt piece. It was definitely profound. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. I enjoy sharing it with you guys. I love your show. Hats off to Black Fat. Hats off to Black Poetry Cafe Radio.
Look, you already know that. Look, the correction was already felt. We got you, and thank you for coming through to BPC Radio and putting it down like you do.
Yes.
You're welcome. Join the show. Join all the poets, too. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Yep.
That dude right there, talented. The way he just go in and out of character, that is just amazing. Wow.
Yeah,
okay,
I can definitely see the play. I was there with him. I can see that.
Yes. Okay, we're going to keep it rolling. Man, y'all coming through with the heat. It's Fever Friday. We are excited. Come on, 347. You're on the line with the Plus Effect.
Okay, how's everybody?
Hello, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Is this Mama O?
Yes, it is. Hola, Deji. Hola, Deji.
Hola, Deji. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm going to get in and out real quick because I had lost my place and I got another appointment in a few minutes. So
okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and do it real quick and get off the line and listen on the internet. You ladies are having a wonderful program tonight. And
Mama.
Yes, I enjoy. Hola, Deji.
Soul Life Daisy. Yes.
Okay. This is called the Ballad of the Pitiable Fool. And it goes like this. Can you hear me real well?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get this. I'm working. Okay. This is a blues song.
All right.
And it's called the Ballad of the Pitiable Fool. I'm not gonna be mistreated. I said I'm not gonna be mistreated to treat you good. And I'm not gonna be blue to soothe you. Not gonna make you take me for your own good. And I'm not going to force you to trust me when you already should. I'm not going to make you let me be good to you. And I'm not going to teach you how to mistreat me. You need an excuse to keep me, then you need to let me go. I said, if you need an excuse to keep me, then you need to let me go. If you need an excuse to keep me, then you need to let me go. If you cannot find a reason to love me, then please tell me so. While I'm still in my right mind, let me know. Because I will not be mistreated to treat you good. Not going to force you to trust me when you already should. But just do what you need to do. Because the only fool I pity is me. Because the only fool I pity right now is me. I'm not gonna make you let me be good to you. And I'm not gonna teach you how to mistreat me. And if you need an excuse to love me, then please let me go.
And yes, Mama O, you just went completely in. You have turned the vibe on the Plus Effect to a whole different direction. And I must say, have been the first to bring it like you did tonight. Thank you so much for coming through tonight. I love the music you said. It went so well with the words to your poem. Phenomenal. Thank you so much for that. Mo, how do you feel about this piece?
Oh, my goodness. Mama Ola Daisy, you just did your thing. I'm not going to keep you long. I know you got somewhere to go. But I felt like I was, like, somewhere in a blues club or in a bar. Like, I could just see you on stage ripping that mic. Like, I love your style. She said, the only fool I pity right now is me. I'm not going to make you let me be good to you. Like, that right there alone, you had me. I was already had as well as any other piece. But you just brought the funk on Fever Friday. You do that.
All right. I love you, ladies. I have such a good time when I come here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
You have a good night. Thank
okay.
you.
I'll still be listening online. I'm going to put the phone, turn off the phone and turn the computer on.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Welcome.
I know that's right. Mama, I'm not going to force you to change when we already do it better.
Okay.
Yes,
yes,
loved it.
Yes. Okay, people, we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to bring in 210. You're on the line with the plus effect.
Hello, ladies. This is Kimbrella Renee. How y'all doing?
Hurricane.
What's good?
Hurricane.
Good. I was listening to the show at first. I wasn't in the mood to really recite anything, but shout out to LaPonda. Her post, you know, encouraged me to go ahead and share something this evening with you all.
That's love.
Absolutely. Ladies, y'all always have an excellent show. I don't need to tell y'all that, but I'm going to share a piece called Womanology with you when you're ready.
Ready.
All right. What is the passion pulsing upon your fingerprints? Where are your footprints going to lead? See, we're in need of such questioning so the sketching of greatness can manifest beyond the womb, curves, beautiful flesh, and sex, and invest pride in answering the question, ain't I a woman? Without hesitation. But with sojourning truth and exclamation until the definition begins erasing uncertainty that floods screens with screens and pitches of low self-esteem, validation, and voids, building images of implants and superficial enhancements while mirrors of self-love are destroyed. We're so distracted by irrelevant noise that we can't even hear or recognize the thump of a flatlined spirit when it hits the floor. So I implore you to ask yourselves, what do you wake up for? Are you a vessel of healing, or do you minister from the angle of sinister with a rotten core? See, this world needs no assistance in the business of the wicked and the spiritually poor. We are in need of women who offer so much more. That something which summons the sound of serenity, serenading storms into stability, for she understands that within the strength of her spirit lies the first aid kit to the wounded. But she is woman, immaculate mind, a divine and compassionate design deep in her eyes resides home, a domain of peaceful waters even when her own levee is threatening to collapse. But see, there's been a relapse, a sick twisting of the position, a lie saturating the image of the aforementioned, the condescension of what was written, and now the wind is whispering, posing a threat to her footsteps adjacent to her king, as her definition keeps shifting because the jewels in her crown are unpolished and missing. And now she can't even tell the difference between her own reflection and the devil's deception. Generational lessons have been swept under a rug with the muffling of ancestral beats, thudding like the telltale heart because this definition refuses to compromise with all that defies the creation of a woman. See, we are not in competition. As we understand that our differences mold and shape the future, we understand that respect is more valuable than any amount of money that a hand can hold, and we cannot afford the expense of raising hell within each other while demons defecate upon our souls. So see, I'm aligning my spine and having that eye-to-eye conversation that will fracture the hairlines of mass missions of malice with the empowerment of the word woman. For she is a comedian, a best friend, a sister, a mother, a psychiatrist, a lover, a lioness. She is the essence of spiritual guidance. She is your highness. She is the president's wife. She bears life while her own is on the line. Peace be the rhythm of her heart and mind. Her exterior is brightened by her interior shine. She is I. She is you. She is to your right. She is to your left. Lift her, lift her, lift her, for she is not your threat, but the fading silhouette is. So ask yourself this: what is the passion pulsing upon your fingerprints? Where will your footprints lead beyond your anatomy? And most importantly, can your reflection sincerely answer the question, ain't I a woman? In peace.
And she is me. Kimbrella.
What's up,
I'm lost. I'm lost for words right now because that indeed was a powerful piece, and it spoke to me so very truthfully. And thank you for sharing that piece with us tonight. It was powerful. It was indeed a message that needed to be heard. Mo, how do you feel about this piece?
Kimbrella, you came through with so much power and grace tonight. That was so strong. Like, I just sat right here and you, like, just blew me away as you do every other night. But it was strong indeed. Like, this piece exudes strength. She said, where are your footprints going to lead? She said, we're not in competition. She said, she is you. She is to your right. She is to your left. Lift her. She is not your threat. She said, where will your footprints lead you beyond your anatomy? Just a couple pieces that I wanted to take out of there. Like, that just lifts you up, empowers you, and have you thinking about yourself and other people. You always give those reevaluation pieces, and I appreciate your power through your words. You just do whatever so gracefully in Kimbrella fashion, and I just appreciate you each and every time that you do your thing on the mic.
Absolutely, ladies. I'm glad you picked those lines out because those are actually the lines that I wanted to resonate. This piece, you know what, I'm glad I spit this because I needed to hear this. I was having one of those off weeks, you know, that we always do, us ladies, anybody. We all have those off weeks where we need that reassurance when we look in the mirror. And you got to remind yourself that you're so much more than any one thing. You're more than that nice outfit. You're more than the curves. You're more than your hair, your eyes, and all of it. You are so much more. And you have to realize and recognize that, that even when you fall short in other areas, there's so much more to you than that one thing that you're falling short of. So thank you for recognizing those lines.
You're welcome. And thank you for coming through and doing your thing. Keep listening to the show. Kick back, relax. You still got a full house tonight. So we appreciate you coming through. And, of course, we hope to hear you next week.
Absolutely. I'll sit back and chill. Y'all got a dope show going, so I'm going to sit back and listen.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, she done got me all emo over here. Oh, my gosh. I just needed to hear that because, you know, you have those bad days. You just feel like, you know, what do I do next? Where do I go? Who do I talk to? Because you just, you feel so overwhelmed. So that piece just strengthens you as a woman. So, Kimbrella, again, thank you so much for that piece. We're going to go ahead and go to our next caller, 484. You're on the line with the Plus Effect. Hello? Debbie? Unmute your phone. Okay, I think this. Debbie, that's you? Hello.
Oh, hello. No, I'm sorry. Look, let me tell you though, for real. I bought a new phone.
I was like, Debbie?
Yes, I know, right? Oh my gosh, that was so embarrassing. I'm like, how do you unmute? So I'm like, I can't get back to the screen to unmute. Okay. I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope they just. Just hold on a minute. Just a minute. I'm talking to myself. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, y'all.
It's all right. It's okay. How are you, dear?
I am good. I am here with my baby, Abe, tonight.
Hey, what's up, ladies?
Hey, Abe, how are you?
I'm doing good tonight. Let's see where I'm at right now.
Okay. Debbie, we want to say congratulations on your new grandbaby. He's adorable.
Gorgeous.
Yes. So, are we getting a collab tonight? Because,
Oh, wow. No collab tonight.
That's off the phone.
Oh, my God.
No pressure. Okay, no pressure. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, I'm actually going to let him go first.
Okay.
gonna do this brand new piece. That's it for my latest book, Spoken Soldier.
All right.
It's called Is It Worth It? Is it worth it? When seeing hot, cold bones burn the fetid future of flesh, plans at a track start, nightmares pace, is it worth it? To capture the place you were supposed to place at this point in your life, turn from relay objectives to homicidal decathlon goals out of brass rings reach. But no, Lord willing, that arriving will taste sweeter than the puss of a Georgia peach. Rising from the pain, rising from the blame, like a high rise with David Blaine, holding on to some sanity, saying, motherfuck the fame. Won't be caught slipping, won't just big and pop me while running, dying to live. Give optimism a try with optic rhythm from every line. If there's legacy to come to pass, got to engineer a new blueprint design. Not easy to make your existence matter when the odds have been stacked against your melanin since birth. Keeping your head above water like the evidence for good times while financially holding on to self-worth. Just bankrupt, the naysayers, financing a bed for you under some dirt. You can't concern yourself by only profiting from being a prophet, knowing there are souls and lives to save. Work those words and actions like a slave minus master. Blood, sweat, and tears to separate the cycle saga of inferiority history books glorify. Please refrain from dying before teaching the children not to be satisfied as a cog in someone else's dream machine. Ancestors of art, soul, and freedom did not ascend in mortal injustice for you to fail. For you to be the spook by the door of an immoral system. The last thing this next gen needs is more brothers in a slave ship, auction block prison cells. You're almost out of time. So am I. Did I ask again, is it worth it? Honestly, sometimes I don't know. In the end, you answer this question one way or another. That last breath. That's it for that. That's it for that piece.
And that was that piece. Yo, from the title on down,
wow.
I'm always captivated from your writing, period. I know you just, both of y'all in a good vibe right now. So both of y'all just spit powerfully. You're a great duo together, and also separately as artists, you really mark that, and you really put the definition to that. You're your own signature writer, and you deliver it in such that we know that who we're listening to, we know who's on the mic, we know who's rocking it out, and we know the power of that pen. Ashley, what you feel about this piece?
Man, all I got to ask you is one thing. Is it worth it? Because after the shit I just heard from that piece just now, it got to be. I'm convinced that it is. That was a high piece, babe.
Thank you. I'm glad you do believe it's worth it.
Yes. Lovely Debbie.
Yes.
The mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is called In a Pilot of Pride. I can't breathe. Through the flame. Flash, fire once, brings my fame higher. Click the feature frame and everything becomes radically dire. Video empires as my conscience leaves. Twice the height, but that's not bringing back life. I need you to inhale for me. Gather sympathy, empathy, some multi-unity. Hands up is not enough. I need you waving off the treachery.
that my pigment signifies no significance in their eyes, just justified lies. Where is my palette of cries? I gave up my ghost to host more diligent lies, not to meet media in the valley of hive, skin crawling against the divide. I need you to survive. Stop looking for me in the crook of a faceless book, drowning awareness so we miss the hook that lifelines never die in one passing. They surface beyond grass roots of propaganda's handling. Social white walls can never tell all my story. I could be infamous glory, watering millions of eyes if I could gather strength in a palette of cries. Lord, carry my spirit by and by past countless posts, boasting my signature and community drive-bys. Remember my words. I can't breathe. Echoed high, louder than a tweet or a like or an Instagram scribe in my name. Louder than a two-minute segment demoralizing my end. It's peripheral suicide if you refuse to see the transcendence of movement through the hellish road that I died. I need the walking of pavement, shattering hatred's vibe, giving action to voice in a hallet of cries. Stop pledging a flag, giving lapses of mental jet lags that shaken too late when death is our future fate. Searching graveyards and news feeds only leading to debate, erasing the time that could lead a race to the ultimate finish line. Hands locked in a pallet of cries. Breaking stride, breaking grind, breaking the border of stone block minds, believing racism is a fable fallacy flunked into decline. Instead of the boldest outline, we face a case of the fairy tale beast, having us imagine justice was reached at the period of Martin Luther King's last line in I Have a Dream speech. But I need you to power ahead. Keep moving mountains instead of laying cheek against pillows in an unmade bed. Bullet holes in the chest always leading to unrest. Even the dead can't sleep. We speak, we speak, we speak, we speak until one day what we seek will be fed. No relying on, denying of, replying to, or trying through the pains of pleas of I can't breathe. Gasp. No news feed flashes. Gasp. No bulletins. Gasp. No broadcast can lift us in the deep dying of lives. I need everlasting peace and increased wisdom, growing greenery on the fresh grave that I bled for you. Knowing sacrifice despite the circumstances can lead to finally doing just fine if color lines are blended into justice in a palette of cries. And that's that piece.
Oh, my gosh, Debbie. This, first of all, I want to say that I miss you. I miss hearing you. Your delivery, the metaphors, oh, my gosh, you are just phenomenal. I've always told you you've always been one of my favorites, and this tonight proves just why you are. Thank you so much for coming through tonight and blazing the mic with that piece. Mo. What's good over there? How do you feel about this piece?
I got one word, and that's powerful. Matter of fact, I got a couple words. Powerful, moving, epic, just great. And you catch that message from what you did. And I just like your whole swag and your vibe through the piece. Not only did you have that, you spit it in true Debbie fashion and form, but it was so powerful and moving, and I love that. I like for you speaking up right now. You're delivering it in your gift in order to put out a message, and we appreciate you tonight for that.
Oh, thank you. I definitely appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Definitely welcome. Thank you so much, Debbie. Stay tuned for you and Abe for the rest of the show if you can. I know y'all got things to do. But thank y'all so much, and we see y'all next time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, definitely
okay.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you,
Abby. Y'all have a good night. Duo's coming
Mo,
through. Wait, look,
I'm
glad for them, and I'm happy for them. So I'm sitting over here grinning like, yeah, like, well, they still call in, and they do what they hate is best. But look,
exactly.
These lines right now, the line
I
right
see.
Now is crazy.
I see.
It's crazy. But don't worry,
because we got y'all. The Plus Effect got y'all. So we're going to go ahead and keep this thing rolling. It's been amazing tonight, and I know it's about to get even hotter on Fever Friday. 276, you rocking with...
Hello?
276.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, this is Patola.
What's
good, Patola? Nothing much. I'm glad, again, that it's finally Friday.
Right. And we're glad, again, that y'all dialed in. Your sister just came through and ripped it earlier.
Yeah.
So I'm just even excited.
I
can't do nothing with y'all.
Okay.
I can't do nothing with y'all.
I can't do nothing with her.
Y'all reckon the mic? All I can say is, Mo, you should be definitely proud of your hometown because they are coming here and showing out from being listeners to actually being writers and spitting. That is nothing. That's a beautiful thing.
Ain't that though?
And
but we
her
also
hometown
let her
is
know.
Proud of her.
Look, I appreciate that, but it's even better. You know, even better, like the support. Just being able to capture what we do so it can motivate somebody else. But we also want to let you know, Ashley and myself, that we give out statements for y'all coming through and breaking our equipment. So we send that through PayPal or whatever. I don't know. So, yeah. What you got for us?
Well,
I'm going to
definitely be getting a statement in the mail.
Yeah, I'm going to send home one. I'm going to get a one.
Yes. But I do, the piece that I'm going to do tonight, my sister actually, she touched on the men, and I'm going to touch on the women, and I just want to go on record saying that we wrote our pieces in two separate places, two separate times, but she touched on a lot of the same things that I'm going to be talking on tonight, too.
Wow. That means I got to collab soon. That's all that means.
Right. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
The mic
no
is
pressure.
Yours.
No pressure.
All right. The name of my piece is called Our Queens Are in Crisis. I'm hurting. I'm simply hurting. Why, you ask? Well, let me tell you. As I look around at us, the women of today, the queens, all I see is half-naked bodies on TVs and magazines. Today's woman has somehow developed a mind frame that though we dress half naked, lost all self-respect for ourselves, yet we get angry when men call us bitches, treat us like whores. I'm hurting. For my fellow queens that feel if we put on a shirt that our breasts don't show or a skirt that our ass doesn't hang out of, that's simply not appropriate. Damn, do we have things mixed up. We want to get where we're going so fast, so doing it the old-fashioned way, starting from the bottom and working our way up, isn't an option because the world we live in is so fast-paced. We want it all today. So instead of using our brains to carry us, we use our bodies, thinking this will instantly get me through. Why am I hurting? Just listen. I'm not through. Women of the past, Miss Rosa Parks, Maya, Coretta King. You see, these ladies, they're the real queens. These were women of dignity and self-respect, a love for themselves, not accepting anything less. So to this you say, I'm young. I don't live like they did back then. Okay. Well, sit back and pay attention. Listen up, my friend. Michelle Obama, Angela Bassett, Oprah Winfrey, all powerful women living in the same times we do today. But you use the excuse, they're rich. They don't count. That's nothing new. But so is Beyonce. But we try to do everything she does. My queens are in crisis. We've traded in our crowns and have accepted labels such as Spot, meaning that hoe over there. And he knows, hoes in need of saving. And us as women laugh, thinking this disrespect is cute, when in reality, it's our own fault because no one wants to do no changing. So this is the reason I'm hurting deep down inside, because today's women, today's queens, are in crisis, and I just don't understand why. In peace.
Wow, Patola. This piece is really, this was real because, indeed, our queens are in crisis. And a lot of times we feel lost and we don't want to admit it, but there needs to be some changes made in our lives. And you touched on this piece with just that, and it is well received over here. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Mo, yeah, Patel over here.
Look, I heard I see that PayPal coming right here in a minute because you just wrecked it. So I'm going to need your email. If not, I got you on Facebook and I'll see your inbox. But besides that, you just spoke. And I love the way you gave your topic and you spit on it, but you also went back in time and you mentioned those queens, those powerful queens, those influential queens, you know, from back in the day and even today, you know, that you speak on. She said, as I look around at us, the women of today, she said, the queens, all I see is half-naked bodies on TV and magazines. She said, we want to get there. We want to get where we're going so fast. And that is so true. Even, you know, with a lot of stuff that I see on, like, social media, magazines, you know, YouTube, it's crazy. I mean, even though we might, you know, we do our own thing, but sometimes it's just, like, extreme to the point, like, did you really just do that? Or did you really post it, like, for the world to see, like, it's a, you know, like a surprise?
Right.
So I appreciate you coming through and really spitting that truth. And spitting that piece tonight, I challenge you to post it. Go ahead and get that circulating because it's definitely a message, a powerful message that needs to be heard and spread around. So you just did your thing tonight on Fever Friday, and we appreciate you for that.
And I appreciate y'all. Y'all are my Friday night date. I love it. Oh, my God. I love it.
And we love
Look,
it.
We are,
thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. We always welcome to have you. Keep writing. Keep doing your thing. Keep speaking your truth, and keep speaking your mind.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a good evening. I'm going to keep listening.
You too, hon. Yes.
It's going down.
Man,
it's something serious
it's going
tonight.
Down. It is hot. You know what? We still got mics left. It's okay. Y'all come through, blaze it, wreck it, throw it, do whatever you want to do. The mic is yours. And we're going to bring in the next caller, 864. You're on the line with the Plus Effect.
Hey, ladies. How are you guys?
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. I finally made it. I told y'all I was going to make it.
Who is it? Is this Diamond?
I don't know. I don't know. Figure it out.
Diamond and Brenda.
No, it's Brenda. It's not Diamond.
Oh,
I have
okay.
listeners.
You know, you
I have listeners.
You have to
on.
Make that announcement because you always, you know, have different AKAs. So we have to, you know, make sure the people know who you are.
Well, it's not Diamond. It's Brenda because I have people listening, and I don't think they're ready for Diamond. So they're going to be listening to Brenda. I know they're not ready for Diamond.
All right now.
Well, this piece, I'm going to go real quick because I know you guys got your lines lit up. This piece is just called Do Better, and it's inspired just by watching everything, watching the world, watching everything going on. So that's what it's inspired by.
Okay.
As I watch our youth, they're doing so many things. I need them to do better. Little girls dancing for money. We're doing nothing but creating small prostitutes. It makes me so mad to see them not using their brains, setting themselves on fire for a stupid-ass challenge, or even passing out such a tragedy. Some don't wake up. They're killing themselves, firing their brains, smoking this dope, and putting on the internet thinking they're something else, but really they're not, showing disrespectful videos of them fighting and carrying on, little girls half-naked advertising themselves like pieces of meat, women being disrespectful, half-naked, showing their goodies. What is even worse, they ask themselves why they can't find a man and why are they single? You're leaving nothing to the imagination, common dirt. Newsflash, chicks, stop betraying yourself like a trick. And just maybe you'll end up with a good man who loves you and treats you like you should be. Be better role models and do better. start respecting your body, because trust me, your daughters are watching you and they mimic your behavior. Men, you need to do better. Get a grip. Stop trying to fuck with other men's wives. They don't belong to you. See, I belong to another, but daily I must remind motherfuckers that they'll never have a chance. Asking me dumbass questions like, am I happy? Trust me, your grass is not greener on the other side, because I've seen it. Leave me alone and get a grip and become a man, and just maybe a queen will make you her king. We've forgotten a very important thing, prayer. It's bad enough that it was removed from schools, but restored in your household. This world needs it. In peace.
Brenda, I love Brenda first and foremost. You are such a versatile artist. And I just want to first shout out your book. I want to shout out your book for continuing the pace, and you don't stop, and you continue to shed pieces of you on what you can do. But this piece right now was powerful. It really, really was. We got a lot of messages coming to the line tonight, and it's most definitely respected. And I salute you for coming on and sharing your piece and giving your feelings and sharing what's on your mind and delivering it ever so beautifully. Ashley, what do you feel about this piece tonight? You're welcome.
Yes, Brenda. You touch on a lot of things that needed to be said. The title itself is self-explanatory. We got to do better. We got to do better with everything we do, whatever we do, because the kids are watching us. We have to do better for them, because they look at us as role models. So they think, hey, if we're doing it, it's cool to do it. So we have to be mindful. We have to be able to set examples for these kids. And thank you so much again for bringing that message to the Plus Effect. We miss you, and thank you for coming through tonight.
You're welcome.
Let the people
maybe
know what you got going on right now. Let the people know what you got going on right now.
Well, as everybody knows, I'm a brand new published author, but my whole book is Diamond. There's no Brenda in there. It's all Diamond. Diamond's
Yay,
my midnight person.
Diamond.
Diamond's my midnight person, my alter ego that comes out. So, of course, I've got my show every single Thursday night, Speak Your Mind. Got a couple of new hosts. Got a bunch of interviews coming up and working on a second book. So, got a whole lot of stuff going on.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. And keep doing your thing. I'm proud of – let me tell you, ladies, I'm proud of you. Proud of both of you, because in certain situations, it doesn't matter. You guys keep it moving. And that's what's most important, and that's what's going to have you guys at the top. So I'm going to tell y'all one thing. I will see y'all at the top. How about that?
Let's go. Hey, we're going there together. How about that?
I'm telling you, I'll meet y'all there. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's go together.
Let's go. We appreciate your love, Brenda. Thank you so much, hon. Stay tuned
You're
for
welcome.
The rest of the show, and we'll see you next time.
Exactly. Good night, ladies.
Good night, love. Again, we want to thank everybody for being patient. The line, hey, it's coming down. We're going to go to our next caller, 707. You're on the line with the Plus Effect.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Hey, Rumi. How are you?
I'm glad. Oh, no, I'm good. How are
you? What? You're on that
I'm good.
Oh, my God.
No. No,
that was
no.
You are so silly. Yeah. What's going on? What you got for us tonight?
Hey, Monique. You know what? I was looking through my stuff, and I think I'm going to read someone else's piece.
Oh, all right.
So I'm not claiming it is mine. I think her name was Tia Batson or something like that. I forget. Like years ago, I was on her Facebook or another page, and I was like, ooh. And I loved her piece, and I just wrote it down for some reason. I just read it, and I was like, ooh, that's dope. And, yeah, so this is her piece, not mine. So,
okay.
It's titled Owned, O-W-N-E-D, okay. Lipton.
slapping, sliding, tapping, clenched sheets, swallowed moans, dirty utterances, biting and cussing, arching, beaming, needing, pleading. Show me, he demands. He wants my need. He wants me to submit. He doesn't want to hear it. He wants me to prove him that shit. He wants me to show him that shit, prove that shit, that mind, heart, and pussy, he owns this. I bow my head, yes, daddy, inside thinking, who the fuck is he? Don't he know who I be? Don't nobody run shit but me. Then I can't breathe. Choke chain tightens around my neck effortlessly. Rebellion gone. Me weak. Show me. Spoken through gritted teeth. He throbs beneath me. Head hunting and reaching, waiting. Now, lower lips to his, tongues kissed and damp, aching a rock, trying to capture, he show me, he moans. Slowly I lick each letter onto his lips. My wetness, self-tailored to clothe his dick, carve each syllable into his mouth, creating concertos as I moan out loud, showing him with each met thrust, each squirt, each scream that I'm owned, whispering what he wants me to show. I love damn daddy, you, coating his tongue with my love so he could taste it, swallow it, digest it, and regurgitate it, to feed it back to me each thrust, lick, slap, bite, kiss, moan, and touch as love. In peace.
Leave it up to Lily to come to the show and just switch that motherfucker all the way around. Lily, you recited that poem like you wrote that shit, for real.
I wish I did.
Well,
I do have a piece that's based off her piece. I was like, yeah, her piece inspired when I had. So, yeah.
All I'm going to say is this. Even though that was another poet's piece, you owned the hell out of it. So that title fit the way you recited the poem just now because, yeah, that was hot. It's sizzling. It's already hot in here, but you made it hotter. So we appreciate that. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you.
Mo.
She just served the hell out of that piece. And I know they would be proud because you did. You, like, even though you read it like in your true Lily fashion, because you give some erotica and it's mean. But this piece right here, you served it justice. And I know whomever wrote it is definitely, definitely proud. You served it justice and you served it the way it meant to be given. And it was so, so, so sexy.
Thank you, y'all.
I'm gonna go on my corner and pray.
Me too. I don't know what to do.
I'm gonna take a second to do that too, Lily.
Well, I'm already doing it. Thank you, Lily. We love you.
Thank you. Love you guys too.
Shout out to everyone in the chat room.
All right, you too.
All right, hon. All right. The show is sizzling. It's indeed hot. And you know what? We're going to still keep the show rolling because we still have poets in the building that's ready to be heard. We're going to bring in our next caller, 484. You're on the line with the Plus Effect.
Yes, ladies, what's happening?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Chilling. It's your boy Spitfire.
What's going on?
What's going on with you?
man, I'm making it, trying to make life work for me rather than me work for it.
I know that's right.
Say that again.
What you got?
Yo, I got a piece that I, you know, I like to play with words. I like to play with words like I like to play with. Yeah, I leave it
there. We got you.
So
the mic is most definitely yours.
That being said, this is not one of those erotic pieces. This one is called God Almighty, the True Father Figure.
Right.
Real eyes, realize, real lies. And that's where the real lies. Because real lives have been taken for granted and mistaken for granted, and it grows and grows in groves of graves. Engraved are the mindless, enslaved are their mindsets, enraged they are timeless, and behind this are no father figures. And I wonder, what is it that their fathers figure? Where are the real father figures? I mean, we all know about the fake father figures, which are figurines to be exact. And we often wonder what happens when the sperm and eggs act like they've gotten no sense as they've gotten older, when they started out with lots of innocence. And these so-called father figures have gotten over. Rotten ogres. A lot of them over for all the time spent, but not the ingredient time. This time needs to be taken back from stingy and greedy men. And if greed and immense eminence and without regard to your high level of intelligence and inner sense, the evidence could and would be that much more evident, eventually giving off the aroma of heaven sense. And the much-needed, long-awaited, awe-inspired relevance that it could only be heaven sense. To the point we'd have no choice but to follow where the Holy Ghost leading, Christ believing, God the Father threes and sevens went. Huh? You never been? Well, please allow me to take your hand and take you to the land of the true soldier. Let me introduce you to the man that I truly understand to be the fruit grower, and at no point do I ever avail myself to be the toot blower. Do you know a man that could love you immeasurably, even though he's been miserably forsaken and has had more than 1,044,000,000,000 stakes placed where strategically placed where it meant to break and ache through his heart? On the day of the crucifix, which was ludicrous, his feeling was a maybe. I'll never make it to see tomorrow. For today, you know, I'm full of sorrow and asking, Father, why must I train my mind to take every hard blow or raped in broad day and made to feel like an art show? But get this, still said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, but they do. And they did, as they slid backwards, turning at the lust, greed, envy, murder, lies, deceit, and all kinds of malice. How's this, Sandal? As a child, I fought as a child. But when I became a man, I put childish behavior away, but yet still you act childish. While the women are treated callously, I thought home is where the heart is, and if that is true, then the soul should hold the palace key. It's there where we should be serving our Lord God, the Creator and Master, oh, ever so valiantly and with that much more vigor, just because he is God Almighty, the true Father figure. And peace.
Man. Ryan, all I can tell you this is you have the right name because you fit that fire to the T. And you can't help but appreciate though you play with the words so very well. I love this piece. I love the fact your creativeness in this piece. This was phenomenal. Thank you so much for sharing. Mo, how do you feel about this piece?
Yeah, that was profound in true fashion. Every time that I hear you, you always bring a mighty, mighty message, and you got a lot of knowledge behind the words that you speak. But this piece right here, I felt that on a whole different level. I felt that on a personal level. Just from, you know, thoughts that run through my mind or just in my, you know, personal life. But on that note, he said, what is it that their father's figure? He said their so-called father figures have gotten over rotten ogres. Your wordplay within that is sick. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do, but they do, and they did. He said, God Almighty, the true father figure. Regardless if we ain't got nobody else behind our backs from the other person that helped made us, then we know we got that father figure, that up high, that most high, that will never abandon us, that will never, ever, 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 ever leave us, even through the toughest times. So we got the strongest man in the world, the creator that has our backs when we don't have that father figure. And I truly respect that piece tonight, and I appreciate you coming out and doing it.
I thank you for having me. I definitely will blaze, at least try to, each and every time I step on your mic. I love y'all ladies, man.
We've got you. We love you, too.
All right, y'all have a blessed and beautiful weekend. Enjoy yourself. Do whatever. But just don't get in trouble.
Okay,
we got you.
Oh, man.
Look, we're going to take your word for it. We'll hold you down. You'll see us posting like all throughout the weekend and week. We got you just so we can see you back again next Friday. He said, don't get lucky. I know about that orange and them stripes. Do not go good and it's not cute.
Oh,
no. I can't deal.
Can't do it.
At all. Look, we see y'all in the building right now with y'all hands up, and we got y'all. We're going to go ahead and keep the show rolling. I see we got an 818 in the building. You're on the Plus Effect. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Lyrical Soldier in the building.
Lyrical Soldier.
What's going on? Long time, no hear.
Right.
It's been a good minute.
Welcome back.
Chilling.
Chilling.
I just had to take my little break from shows, you know what I mean?
I feel you. What you got for us?
I want to get my feedback on this piece right here.
Okay.
And it's called Altar of Our Altar of Our Relations. Hello?
Yeah, the mic is yours whenever you're ready.
All right. Everything I write, I make the beat cry. I can make this song cry. She thinking about a king. Long nights looking out my window pane to see if a queen will show up. She got me going down that road. Closed diary, out of my scripture. When she read these words, I see her smile. Sing this melody. I wanna be no Chris Brown. She think I've been around town. I'm nothing like these niggas. I carry my heart when I'm lonely. I wanna be the one you look in the eyes and see. My last tear, cold-hearted, I said to you, when you asked why you cry, I said, heart cold, every queen need a bold, every king need his right. Strong altar to our relations. African love, Coptic words caress my ears as she made love to my mind. Man, she had me blind, her eyes glisten when we look into each other's windows to soul. That's that piece.
That's that piece, Lyrical Soldier. The title itself is deep. altar of our relations, that is something different. I mean, different and deep. And I can definitely see the twist with your pen and this tea. This is something different for you, something different that we've ever heard from you. And it is appreciated, it is respected, and it is received. So thank you for coming through tonight and blazing the mic with that. Mo, what you got? How do you feel about this tea?
Lyrical soldier, good to hear you tonight. We all got to kind of lean back sometime and just take a break, but it's so good that you decided to come out and join us tonight on Feeble Friday and have you bless the mic again in true lyrical soldier fashion. But, of course, as always, like we tell you, you bring that matured spirit in the way you come on the mic, and that's what I love about you. He said, every time I write, I make the beat cry. He said, she got me going down the road, close diary out of my scriptures. He said, I carry my heart when I'm lonely. I love the way you bleed on your pen, and I love the way you release yourself through your pen in such a way that you give it, and it's a pleasure to hear you tonight. And even if we don't hear you next week, which we hope you do, so you're not getting the pass, but yeah, keep doing what you're doing, and we just want to hear you some more and keep coming out. We appreciate you supporting the Plus Effect.
All right.
Lyrical Soldier, yeah. Have a good one, son.
All right, you too.
All right. Yes.
It's going down. The lines, we see y'all lined up. Look, we got y'all tonight. Ashley, let's go ahead and just bring the next call in. Let's see who we got waiting.
Okay, nothing but love. We're going to bring in our next caller, 919. You're on the line with the Plus Effect.
Yo, what up?
Yo.
Hello, can you
what's up?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
This is, okay, good. This is Andre Kellen. How you doing?
Hey, Andre, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's my first time up here, so I may be a little nervous from the beginning, but I think I'll be all right.
This is a Be Yourself Zone. Yeah, we appreciate you coming out tonight. This is a Be Yourself Zone, so you take your time with it, and the mic is definitely yours.
Okay, this piece that I'm going to do is about, I love to drink alcohol with a passion, but a lot of times when I drink, I make bad decisions. So this piece is really about what would happen, you know, what's going to happen when I finally stop and not drinking alcohol anymore, and the things that I think God has for me once that has taken place. And the piece is entitled My Deliverance. Game over. I ain't with it no more. God's opened another door and showed me something real to live for. He changed the name of my kinfolk and snatched me out of a territory where lives of sin go. And his presence keeps me pulled to righteousness like a spring on a screen, though. Hallelujah, because it meant enough to you to be sent for. Plus, I ain't into gay sex, and that alcohol is a nympho. Wish I had future vision so that I could see that I was going to lose it all from the get-go. But Joel 2:25 says he will restore all the lost years just in case you didn't know. And upon his elected flesh, he's liberally opposed. His omission and magnificently proficient Holy Spirit, so that his sons and daughters shall prophesy and bear accurate witness, and his old men which shall dream dreams, and his young men which shall see visions, and are given the gift of anointed sober minds to annihilate all the little foxes before they reach the vines. See, I'm a branch of holiness, the fruit of the redeemed kind. And I know that you part-time speak purity on the tips of your lips, but it's time you chew on and swallow it all and get it in your gut, Donnie. I will forever be a slave to freedom because I was bought with blood money. And after the exchange, the blood was used to stain the doorposts of this temple, and the drippings created a bloodline. Now the accuser of the brethren has been forced to relinquish and retreat, so now I'm free to retrieve all mine. And please excuse me if I seem a little discombobulated at times, but the authentication of God's grace places me in a state of an all mine. Spiritual deja vu, because my deliverance has been a reality for a long time. And I adjure you by the mercies of God that if you're looking for a faith train to follow, you can get on mine. Because when the devil was
was walking around looking for lives to blow up, he stepped in the wrong mind. I'm a combination of Rhema and Logos, explosives that swims untouched through sin, swifter than any fish in any of the world's oceans. I'm a throat off shark with an attitude problem whose appetite intensely craves demons, impregnating the world with righteous deliverance through means of spoken sperm and semen, gleaming with God's glory because I have been gifted by the great I am. I solemnly plead with you to look past this flesh so you can truly see the spiritual lion of Judah that I am, supremely roaming and roaring with the force of an unsung poet, scripts and parables as a broken man. Life consists of absolutely nothing but going straight jungle for the kingdom, anointed to nurse spiritual babies because I speak a word that's going to wing them. Baby bottles, playpens, and pacifiers, drop it. You standing there with your thumb in your mouth, stop it. You can either choose to grow into a spiritual giant or have your life snatched away in the infant stage by means of carnal colic. My deliverance is the topic, and I'm allowing nothing to stop it. I love how Mr. Franklin Miller dropped it when he stated that these demons were microscopic, but really not even there. Trust me, player, I'm prepared. I'm a hungry, confident lion prowling through the jungle, born of the ability to understand scared. And I've also read 1 Corinthians 2:9, which says, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him, and I believe what it says. I believe I am theirs. And if you want some of what I got, you need to either go buy you a Bible or unstick yours from the shelf. And if I just gave you a little glimpse of some of the things God's promised me, you swear I made it all up myself. And he just recently told me this, that he would gift me with a wife of magnificence at the gist of my deliverance, but I must consider if she is not seasoned with his spices, she might go Google for the anointing. And if he allows me to do the appointing, there's no telling what I might get. He's also decreed my marriage creed is only royal queens for royal kings, so he has not enabled her sight yet, not allowed her to see her prize yet. But he told me to continue sitting confidently in the pilot seat on the flight deck, because the type of holy matrimony explosives that me and my wife's marriage life are going to expose have not been exploded into light yet. And he also spoke to me saying that you can rest assured that only an appointed, authentic Proverbs 31 woman is who I'm going to be sending to be blessing you, because true deliverance produces a heat that will burn up a replica. I've already Boaz you in your roots, the certified truth, no tokenness. You've been ordained for such a time as this, and it is not to be spent repairing brokenness. And you'll never again be entertained by thoughts spoken with intentions to lead you to a backslide, because she's going to be your eye. You'll daily awaken to her aroma, which will remind you of a perfectly crafted, fresh-baked loaf of bread, which reeks with the anointed scent of customized spiritual leaven. In other words, she can be a bad mama, chama that can call fire down from heaven. And I know that after hearing this, some of y'all conversations going to be the epitome of passive pessimism being grumbled. But if you prepare yourself to advance, prepare yourself to be humbled. See, I ain't the type to be rumbled. And if you can't get your mind off a few times that I stumbled, then please don't highlight your ignorance by holier than thou and me with your shallowness. I've been shined on by the Son of God himself, so in your righteousness can shadow this. And I kind of hate to be the one to burst your self-blown bubble, but this is the dawn of a new day, and I'm looking for trouble. And if you can't grown folk it and approach me without pursuing static, I think it's probably best you do us all a favor and go ahead and try to beat that traffic. And if you're feeling spiritually convicted, it's because a scholarly use biblical aggression to attack it. And I ain't got no B's or M.D.'s or Ph.D.'s to attach to degrees, but I am a doctor that uses scripture written by Hebrews and Greeks to perform surgeries, dividing asunder soul and spirit, hearing from the great high priest. And I'm locked into his degrees, and Matthew 10:34, which reads, "Think not that I came to send peace." See, while you were in a field of daisies plucking flowers of acceptance and tolerance, I'm in a war for my deliverance. And if you lost and not feeling this, then you're going to find yourself with the heathen dust shaking off of my feet just like he insisted I did. I'm existing to live, and his benefits give me a holiest of holy position inside the veil. So I walk like Goliath when he faced David and fight like David when Goliath fell. Full of faith, even though I know I'm personally responsible for so many more than one cock's crow. And I'm going to tell you something you probably did not know, or maybe you just ain't never heard. But while I'm walking like Peter when he stepped out the boat, I want you to observe that Peter wasn't merely walking on water. Peter was walking on the Word. And the Word does the same thing for me as for a Popeye spinach did. I'm a miracle that cannot be explained, so please refrain from calling a speculative gibberish. And just one more thing before I finish this. I rose when Jesus rose, so to step away from the mic, please know that Andre Kellen is walking with the force of an upright lion straight for the kingdom and his deliverance. In peace.
Yes. I'm going to let y'all know, I had the pleasure of hearing this brother live at Poetry Fest. And I'm telling you, he is the real deal, Holyfield. And when I tell you this piece gave me nothing but strength and power, the words that you just possessed in this piece was what needed to be heard and listened to by the people, because my deliverance, that piece. Thank you so much for sharing that on the Plus.
You're very welcome.
Monique.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you, Monique. How do you feel about this piece?
Oh, my God. Like, my whole, like, Whew. Reaction was, like, I just wanted to holler and, like, scream. Like, your gift is a blessing, and you using that gift because that's your testimony, and you shared it so real. Like, you can't help but to be along there with you. You can't help but to walk the walk with you. You can't help but to be engaged in the things that you say, and you speak it so truthfully because it's coming from you. And I like, even before you even did the piece, you stared at us with truth in your word and the reality about yourself. But the way you gave it is, like, on my end, I'm knowing that you are created, but you are being created into something much more. And throughout that journey that you take, you're motivating people. You're being a witness for people to see, and you are shedding that through your words. And I love that piece, and I'm so glad that I got to witness that tonight. Like, we appreciate that, and I respect you for that, for doing your thing like that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that amazing piece. We appreciate you. Welcome to the Plessy Set. Feel at home. Come through whenever you want to.
I will. I'll try to be here next Friday.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We look forward to it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Y'all too.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that was powerful.
Oh, yeah. You just never know what you're going to get.
You just don't. Now, then that blessed me. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We see you people. We know we're coming up to the 11 o'clock hour. If you're listening online, we ask you right now, you have 2 minutes to call in. So go ahead to listen to the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah, 347-838-9647, 347-838-9647. Call in so you won't miss the show and you'll still be a part of that. Ashley, go ahead and bring us in.
There it is, 601. You're on the line with the Plus Effect.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Hey, LaDonna, how are you?
I'm doing good. Look, I'm going to go ahead and get out of the way, but I had to call in. You know, I had to call in and kick it with you girls.
We appreciate it.
All right. The title of this one is called Reflection.
Okay.
All right. Reflections. I press in. I hold my head up and I fight to stay strong. God's word is my comfort. So I am alert of the worries and anxieties of this world that is around and tries to creep near. I sit and I observe the overwhelming feelings of pressure that try to take me over. It is then when I begin to press in. I lean in to the Lord to feed my hungry heart and my thirsty ears with the seed of his word to be revealed. Learning all what he says concerning his children. Then I bounce back. I am aware, and you see. I see the schemes and the trickery that is set for me to stumble and fall. Now I know I'm more than a conqueror while pleading the blood, so I always stay strong. See, these distractions constantly try to get a reaction, testing the old that no longer lives here. So I press in. And I am not anxious for anything, but in everything I pray, petition with thanksgiving, and present my request to God. And these are my reflections.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. You are always a breath of fresh air. Be sunshine. Thank you for so much for coming through the Plus Effect tonight and sharing those warm words with us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Mo, how do you feel about this piece?
Definitely a breath of fresh air indeed. It's good to hear you tonight. You always just, you feed my spirit. You feed my soul and you feed my thoughts. And I'm not just telling you that because I'm a host on this line, so I ain't even trying to gas you up. I'm telling you truth right now. Every time that I hear you, you always speak to a part of just something in my spirit. She said, God's word is my comfort. I sit and I observe the overwhelming feelings and pressure that tries to take me over. How many times have I had those sit downs and thoughts to myself? She said, I see the schemes and the trickery that is set out to make me stumble and fall. And those are the things that we have to look out for. She said, these distractions constantly try to get the reaction. We can't react to that. So even though, you know, y'all come out to the platform and y'all do y'all pieces, like y'all feed us. You definitely feed me with your words, but let the people know what you have going on right now, because we definitely want to give people the chance to know what LaDonna Marie is about and what you got going on in your movement.
Thank you so much, Mo. Well, this weekend I will be on Masterminds of the Grind blog talk show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I have that listed on my page. Also, I'm on the cover and the new feature for the HDR Honey Drip Radio, their new magazine that's coming out. It's being launched actually tomorrow, but it's already on MedCloud, so you can pick that up. And then on Sunday, I'll be on The Flavor as a special guest, you know, just as a feature, talking about my book, Until Tomorrow Comes, and my award-winning book, Until Tomorrow Comes, and some other things that's going on with me. So that's what I got going on.
Congratulations. We know you are working hard. So proud of you. And it's so
good
to be being featured for your book, Until Tomorrow Comes. I read it. It is a powerful book. I love it. Everybody, go out there, support the book. It is phenomenal. It would change your life. It is something to always go back to when you're having just a bad day. LaDonna, we've had this conversation. So thank you so
thank you all so much. You know, I appreciate the feedback. I love it, too. So you all inspire me. When I'm inspiring other people, you all inspire me. So thank you so much, Ash and Mo, for your words.
You're welcome.
Yes, and thank you.
All right, y'all have a good night, lady.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Mo.
I don't even know either. Like, every time we hit this button, it's always just something. It's so different. It's so versatile. I don't know just what we give. I see that we had, well, y'all's 11 o'clock hour, y'all have came upon, but no worries, because we still got you. So the people that's in the building right now, we see you with your hands up. And what we do on Fever Friday, we keep it moving. 201, you're on the line. This is Fever Friday. Let the people know who we're speaking with tonight.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, this is Lyrical Movements. Hi.
Hey, Lyrical Movement. What you got for us tonight?
It's slightly erotic for the grown and sexy. I know, hopefully there's no kids listening. But this is College Sex Sessions, and it goes like this.
All right.
College Sex Sessions. I remember him like it was yesterday. I used to hold his hand for hours, lotion them too, lick circles on his torso. His skin was my new treat, bronze like mine. Fucked him in the shower, on the bed, fucked him on the fire escape, even on the ledge, fucked him in the staircase. X that last line. Fucked him on the bridge right before our final climb. Fucked him so good he wanted to move me in, me and my kin. The man could have been my twin. Smart as a scholar, thick like a pole. Damn, I miss that man. He used to carry me in his arms while he sexed me like a porno star. Dude had me coming across the room like Bilal has them sisters loving their brown skin. India Ari, ready for love, but I wasn't supposed to love him. To this day, it might have been the D-I-C-K. Biggest one I have ever seen in my life, minus Mandingo. In my fantasies, damn, I love them. Big, wide, strong, and flawless. His attitude, semi-lawless. Our similarities were obvious, only he was too damn bossy, too demanding. I couldn't be controlled unless his dick was involved. Otherwise, I just wanted him to shut the fuck up. Quit the yapping. Stop complaining. Take a sip of this brew. Give me that stick. Pleasure over pain. Any day I'm creaming just thinking about him. Dude got me blinking, shaking, convulsing. Dude had me twinking, stretching out walls like Krispy Kreme. Them donuts I used to bust. Oh, like we were camels in the desert storing water up. How could I forget the time he lined me up, folded me on his sofa, then sucked the life out of my guts. He loved my body, flaws and all. I told him most men love big chicks, you know, big booties, big tits. This dude had me tripping. He said the bigger the booty, the less the dick you can fit in it. He was amazed how I took all that dick in. Super freaks ain't got nothing on me, on us. Pussy throbbing right now at the thought of him. Like D-ass, like Million Blue, like Sky Black. I had that big boy stalking my rib. He would have been here every day if it wasn't for the rules. So he broke them one day. And that was the end of that. Two huge egos. He cooked for me, too. Better in bed than in the kitchen. But listen, it was just some college sex sessions. No regrets on my end. That caramel daddy used to sing for me, too. Sing to me, too, while he licked the box. The taste of his skin, ooh, how he used to melt in my mouth. I used to suck on him like he was going out of business. Sometimes the memories last longer than the relations. This is just another tale from a few college sex sessions. And that's that piece.
Oh, okay, Monique Forrest, so we got to let people know who you are, Lyrical Movement. Girl! That pen is on fire. That's all I can say. I can't wait to see you at Portrait Fest next year live. You are a feature, honey. Girl.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
So that was hot.
Thank
Ooh,
you.
Let me fan myself. Monique. Go ahead on. Yes. What you got to say about
you?
We already know how Monique Foster feel, but Monique
girl.
Wells.
I'm glad y'all felt that. I ain't going to take up too much time. I know y'all have a lot of people, but I'm Monique Forrester, also Lyrical Movements. Also Lyrical Movements. I have a new company, Lyrical Movements Productions. Check that out. We have Breathing Through Paper coming back on Thursdays, 11 p.m., last week of September. Look out for that. I do that with my co-captain, Written in Pain, and the Compo Mixtape. We have a mixtape available. I have a group, the Compo. I'm in a group, the Compo, Written in Pain, Poetic Black, Johanna Fields, and myself. There's a free mixtape available, mixtape.com. Please download it. It's free. Listen to it. Thank you.
Yes.
Get that. And I'll definitely come through and show love. I'll be in Atlanta next year. And before that, you'll be able to hear me, I'm sure, everywhere and nowhere, all at the same time. So thank you, my beautiful sisters. And
thank you.
I love
you.
Y'all. Mad love.
Thank you, honey. Whew. Lord Jesus. There's a fire.
She just came through. Look, she said that she was in the building, that she was on the line, but damn, I know.
I wasn't ready.
She was about to come through.
That
tore
it
down.
Yeah,
like, got me
that.
Stuttering. she a beast with it. Shout out to you, Lyrical Movement, a.k.a. Monique Forrester. Look, I see you most definitely. Man, let me just.
Move right along, right?
We're going to keep the show rolling.
7. You're on the line. This is the Plus Effect. Who are we speaking with tonight? Are you on mute? 347, you are now on the line. We'll get the next poet in line. I see we got a 502 waiting to come and blaze it on Fever Friday. 502, who are we speaking with tonight?
Hey, hey, this is Melissa. How y'all doing?
Hey, sis.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm loving everything that I'm hearing. But I came to cut up a little bit.
We like that.
Yes.
Go ahead and cut up.
I'm going to cut up just a little bit. This piece is called Respect the Crown.
All right.
With royalty birthed within me, I speak, enunciating the convoluted pulse of my pen. I now begin my introduction. Call me Her Eminence, a descendant from kings and queens who walked the earth respectfully, more than worthy of crowns worn with dignity. I am she, and my hips sway over the heads of a bad bitch personality, and the articulation of my feet is only interpreted by my God and King. So don't try to read me. Because even though I'm giftedly scripted, the diversity of my pen didn't come easy, so don't get it twisted. My ancestral anointing was birthed in spirit, encrypted with life and power wherever I drip it. So let's get it. Call me Her Eminence as I expose lyrical trolls, unrolling my scroll, hidden agendas unfold. I drop the mouths of snakes on poetic casting couches. But wait, let me go in, brace yourself, and baby, don't choke. But I hope you don't mind, let me clear my throat. And I bet you didn't know a queen had the power to get down. And while my ink is dripping, let me go ahead and expound. I know you're tripping. Pick your jawbone up off of the ground. Her Eminence is awakened. She is making her rounds. My lyrical plays, and I'm dropping them like it's hot. And like I said, I am Her Eminence, in case you forgot. With Kingdom Ink, wrecking mics, what we do, so what you thought? Slithering haters, I'm coming, busting holes in your plot. Don't you love me, baby? I won the Kingdom Inc.'s powerhouse latest, and even battles in the spirit won't faze me, and I'm addicted to straight mic blazing. And I guess by now you probably don't know what to expect, but trust and believe I keep my egoism in check. I'm a student first ever, improving poetic intellect, but when it comes to the kingdom, baby, I demand respect. Respect the crown. That's that piece.
Man.
What the fuck?
Oh.
You straight wreck. You know what? We sending you 3 invoices because we had to keep replacing the mic, the mic, the mic, the mic. Really?
Oh, my God.
Melissa. You showed your entire ass. That's all I'm going to say. The entire part. Oh, my God. That was dope. I know Kimbrella is like, I don't even want to know. Shout out to Kingdom Inc. You represented a girl. You represented for Kingdom Inc. tonight. You hear me? You got to make your team proud. That right there was dope.
you went, I didn't even know. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Did she just? Yes.
She did.
I wasn't ready. Okay, Mo, I think I'm done. Mo?
Melissa, are you serious right now? Like, you just came through and murdered the mic. Let me clear my throat. Look, I hear you. We heard you from the beginning of the topic, and you spit your shit all the way down each and every line. So, yes, you definitely made your presence known. You never cease to amaze me. You're like a one-hit wonder. You, like, do all these type of genres, all these type of versatile pieces. But this right here, that was something tough. And you definitely... represented on the mic tonight. I don't even know what I'm gonna do with you right now. I'm gonna have to just collect myself.
You going to put her in the corner. She has to go in the corner. She got to go in the corner.
Are you serious? Yeah, you did that. You did that. Much respect to you. You did that. That's all I gotta say.
Yes.
Thank you.
Drop the mic.
Thank
okay.
You.
Drop it.
Please.
Invoice you anyway. Just drop it.
Yes.
Thank you, sis.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Oh, the talent that comes through is unreal.
It's crazy.
I'm trying to hold it in. God damn it. I'm trying to hold it in.
It's hard. It is so hard. I mean, I try to be like, you know, let me keep it clean. But y'all just come through and just do it so terrible and make you just want to cuss. Like, I want to throw something right now. Shout out to each and every poet that did it. And everybody that's about to come up next in line. Ashley, let's see who we got next. Go ahead and bring us.
Oh, my God, Becky. 815. You're on the line with the plus effect.
Oh, I was on mute. It's Gina Storm in the building.
Hey,
what's
Gina
up?
Storm.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm like, watch them call me and I won't be ready.
You always ready with your freestyle.
I ain't never ready. Look, I'm just doing what I do.
What you got, love? Good hearing you again. What you got
I'm
for
glad
us?
To be here. Look, my grandbaby is outrageous. She's almost two. And they say that the twos are terrible.
Oh.
Girl, bye. These 2010 babies, next level. She's been two for like 6 months. She'll be two September 9th on the calendar, but in real life, this up here, woo, she's been here before. So I was like, Jesus, please let her just rest her eyes. I mean, she ain't even got to take a real nap. Just be quiet while I'm on the mic. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. I mean, like, to the point where, like, I'll be on the air and she'll say, that's that piece. I'm not finished.
Seriously?
How you gonna say that's that piece and I'm not done? Oh, she wild. Cute. Y'all don't even know.
Oh my gosh, that is too cute.
Yeah. So my hands are full. So I'm praying, fingers crossed, legs crossed, everything crossed. While she is still, she might not even be asleep. She could be paying possum. You don't even know with these kids today. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna do what I gotta do and be in and out, zigzag. Cause these poets up and through here tonight, I'm sober. I don't even know what to do. So I'm gonna just do me. I was thinking about something while, you know, the last few poets been on, so I'm going to do this piece. I don't even know. Okay, I got a direction, because I ordered this T-shirt. I was born in 1969, so I said I've been fabulous for 45 years, and in
That's
December,
right.
it'll be true. So here's my piece.
All right.
The I that is me. This is what I'm going to call it. The I that is me. The I that is me. The I that is me did not come about easily. I was born on the 23rd day of the 12th month of the 69th year of the 1900s. My name is Regina, and it means queen. Living up to that name and all that it means. I have a middle name, and it's Faye.
I have to say that I have been given its name, its true meaning as well. See, my father wanted sons, and he had faith that he would have them. His next two children were male. So I would again say that he had won. The energy that's instilled in me is true to me. And the name Gina Storm, it's one that I chose. It took days for me to choose. It wasn't easy. But I say that I'm a warrior that cannot lose. I fight for the weak, and I speak for those who cannot speak, because my voice was once taken from me. I'm an advocate for the domestic violence for many reasons, and pain has been in Storm's life for several seasons. I'm a champion for the hurt, the lonely, the single, and the broken, because they all have been me. I'm walking because I was once wheelchair-bound. I'm a miracle who speaks for those, and I have a dance in my heart because I believe that if you can't, you have to feel and believe that you can, even when you can't. I married again when I believed that love would never again find me, and the I that is me has found my destiny. I want the world to see that what God promises to you is for you. And there ain't nothing that no man or anybody can do that can take that from you. And that's my piece.
Oh, my gosh, Jenna. That was just beautiful.
I told you I got to be in and out. I don't know what this child going to do.
Well, you did your thing before she wakes up on your ass. You did that.
Girl, I'm telling you.
That
she was in the
beautiful.
She was in the tub, and I was on the phone with my mom, and she had this bubble beard. And my mom was like, take a picture. I said, you know, in 2 seconds, by the time I get the phone to take the picture, it's going to be gone. And by then, she was drinking bath water and halfway drowned, and I had to take her out the tub. So, moment had passed. But she is, don't get me wrong, you have to have energy for grandchildren, and I'm glad that I'm young enough to enjoy this child, but Lord have mercy, my daughter's pregnant. So in December on the 9th, this child will be 2 on September 9th, and December 9th, I'll be a grandparent twice.
So
my husband is 38, and I'll be 45, and I just went to Alabama, Mississippi last weekend, and my family was saying, you know, you should have a baby with your husband. Stop talking crazy. If I got pregnant, I wouldn't tell nobody but God to kill my mama. Let me tell you why. Because, girl, we have things to do and places to go, and a car seat and a diaper bag is not involved in that. So being grandparents is a wonderful thing. She goes home every night to her mom and daddy, which is not us. Thank you, Jesus. So I love this baby, and I love my life, and I love poetry, and I love y'all, and I'm glad I had a chance to raise my hand and be acknowledged, and the show is wonderful, and thank y'all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So
thank you, too.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. Congratulations on your marriage and your new grandbaby.
I appreciate you. Thank you. I'm enjoying it. It's been 3 months, and it's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. Oh, my gosh. I love our supporters. I swear. I do. They're the sweetest ever. Mo, you want to go ahead and bring in the next caller?
Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and get it rolling. I see we got an 832 in the building. 832, this is even Friday. Who are we speaking with tonight? Are you on mute?
Hello, it's Keith. What's up, Keith?
Can you
hear me? Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on?
What's going on?
Not much, bro.
I got this piece called Love, Love. I'll show it y'all.
All right.
It would seem as if just yesterday when our love began, my memory fails me in an attempt to remember any day before the second I saw you. Time became still as night, and I became tangled in your starlight. Yet how is it I'm alone now? How is it that your heart no longer beats for me? Can passion truly reach a temperature so hot, causing the soul to evaporate? I stand here now praying for your ancient reason has left my consideration as I am desperately missing you, wishing you'd return to me. Do the gods even have concern for me? A plain, automatic, paralyzed hell that I am burning and needing you to fill the whole of me. Where my will used to be, where my life used to be. And how could it be that you could leave me, that your heart no longer beats for me? We vowed eternity, but we are so far from there, and you are so far from here. And even if I began to walk the walk of a million miles by the millionth mile, I'd still be no closer to you. Do you even hear me? Or have I bated wasted breath? How could you leave me? My existence is void persistence. I am fading like the colors of an ancient portrait, long, long, long forgotten. Please, I beg of thee, don't leave me. Please, don't leave me here. My love has found no nest to nestle in, my body yearning the eclipse of your lips. What I wouldn't do for one more kiss, one more whisper, I love you. Because I love you. And how could this be? How could this be that your heart no longer beats for me? How can I be complete as I mourn she who completes me? How can you hear me? Do my words even hold valor in this place you are? Your love was my protection. Your love gave me life. Your eyes, I found myself betwixt in your reflection. You were more than my muse. You were music. How do you love love, then lose it? Forever dancing alone to moans and low tones when loneliness breaches the skin and reaches the bones. You are the salt of my life. The flavor I savor is you. Please, 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 just let me love you once more. My heart is no longer capable of love anymore. Look at you. Cold is the very touch of you. Still I am warmed at the sight of you, dying, trying to kiss you by the glory of the gods. I miss you. Yet your lips have lost all life of me. I repeatedly kiss you desperately. Your love was just for me, but it is gone now. Yet I refuse this reality. I refuse it. Trying, vying to crawl into your space, wiping my tears from your face, wiping away my tears from your face. Please, I beg of you, take me with you to your resting place. Yet, you won't respond to me. And I can't believe you are gone from me. No. I can't let this be. I will still be waiting here for you in the morrows as I am pride from you. I am torn from your flesh. I watch them close the casket upon you. I watch them load you into the darkness. I watch them mourn you. I watch them pitch flowers onto your perfect place, and I ask myself over and over again, how could this be that your heart no longer beats for me? That was really bad.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, could you please let the people know who you are?
This is Brittany Penny.
I'm sorry, who is it?
Brittany Penny.
You know what? Now I got your voice. Man, the emotions in this piece that you just spit on the mic, I don't even know what to say. It was heavy. It was deep. It was passionate. It was sad. It was so many emotions involved. But I was right there with you the whole entire time. I got goosebumps. You give me goosebumps, Whitney Payne, even though you talk about Virgos early today. Much love to you, bro, on this piece. Mo.
Yeah, I was drawn in. Like, you, first of all, like, the picture that you painted, I was there with you. And I could, even though I can't see you, I can envision the pain that you expressed through this piece. Like, it really, really made me emotional. Like, it gave me that feeling that the way you were spitting it, like, that emotion was right there with you. So you carried me to a place. But even, like, your transition throughout the whole piece and, like, your gestures and your, you know, like, your voice tone when you delivered it, it, like, put the nail on the head, and that sealed it. It shouldn't have been delivered any other way than just like this. If I may ask, was this a piece maybe of a story, or was this reality?
No, I was watching Hamlet on like HBO, and it just inspired.
I can see that. Yeah, like, yeah, the way it was, like, the way you, like, changed your voice and delivered it into that, you know, that Shakespearean, you know, that type of feeling. But you definitely mastered that.
Yeah, I was watching the Mel Gibson version of Hamlet, and I was like, I want to write something that kind of like captures this whole thing. I wanted to like try to capture that feeling. So I wrote it to sound kind of like that. So I'm really glad you guys liked it.
Man,
yeah,
that
was deep.
Really deep. You're bad, man. You're beasted. You know, hands down, even though you talk about Virgos again earlier. But, yes, sir, you are a bad man. Thank you so much for coming through and showing love to the Fuzzy Fake tonight.
I appreciate
much
y'all.
Love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right,
have a good one.
You too.
Man, he is crazy with that pen. I remember him last week spitting that piece. Like, he's just somebody you just want to listen to, like, over and over and over again to keep you in that excitement. And speaking of excitement, I see you all in the building, so we'll go ahead and keep the show rolling. Ashley, you want to bring us in?
Yes, ma'am. We got South Carolina in the building. We're about to bring in 843. You're on the line with the Plus Effect.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
I'm good. This is Jasmine. It's been a long time since I've been
Jasmine.
On here.
You said you was coming through. I had no clue you were from South Carolina. What's up?
Yeah. Nothing. It's been a long time since I've been on here, so I had to come through to say hi. And
we appreciate
spit
that.
Something.
Uh-oh. Let me put my... Hold on, let me put my seatbelt on, even though I'm not in the car. Mic is yours, Jasmine, whenever you're ready, hon.
All right. So, of course, none of my poetry has titles. I'm just writing. So,
okay.
Yeah, here we go. I am internally fighting myself, murdering my intellect, trying to think of ways to tell you I'm not afraid when God knows I am, and this is not a game. You got me open, and I'm choking on mixed feelings, knowing love is really close to digesting us. Nevertheless, I love you till death. We are deep in this risk, trying to obtain a relationship, and it seems as if, like with broken glass on our hands, we are slitting our wrists, and I'm jealous and pissed, pouring out unimaginable thoughts of beating thirsty side bitches who seem to be your claim to riches. You see, I'd love you even if broke was stitched on your coat in red ink. I'd clothe you with white robes and gold ropes. I'd give you anything. If your heart desired a fuck fest, I'd fuck you till there was no skin left. If you let me just run my hands against the scars on your chest, I'd place my lips on your neck and rest. I want to be ingested. Don't you get it? I'm ripped and you are oozing through me. Let me be your helpmeet, guide you in the direction of unlimited possibility, lead you into countless openings until you find the key to your destiny, allowing me to hold your hand as we open it, as we come together close, then let us fall into a lifetime in each other's eyes. Don't you get it? I am yours, and you are mine. In peace.
Wow. You know what, Jasmine? I don't read your work for a very long time. But to hear you speak right now, your delivery is so remarkable. And did you say, I fuck you into the skin? There's no skin left?
She did. I just want to make sure I was the only one that didn't hear that. Wow.
Okay. I wasn't ready for that sound, though, was it? okay, so how do you feel about that?
Damn, like, yeah, I was like, did I just hear that? That was, like, tough. Yeah, your wordplay was sick within that, and your whole delivery, like, I was there with you. You mean with it. That was a tough piece, and you better do your thing.
Well, thank you guys so much. Hopefully, I will be on here more often so I can spit some more.
Cool. I know you be working, so whenever you come through, you're always welcome to the Plus Effect.
Of course, and I enjoyed the show. Like, I was kind of nervous after I heard everybody else's stuff. I'm like, damn, I need to come
really?
Harder.
Really? You're a professional, Jasmine.
Thank I was like, man, I'm about to hang up. Like,
you better not. Thank you, love. We appreciate you. And stay tuned for the show, okay?
All right.
Thank you for calling. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yes.
Everybody in here has a piece to share. It's crazy.
Very much so. I'm not ready tonight. I thought I was ready, but I'm not.
I
guess
I
need to get ready because it's almost 12 o'clock.
Girl, ain't it? Look, this is how it goes down on Fever Friday. What a perfect day to end your week, but with your words. So within that saying, we got some more people in the building. So we just going to see what they have to speak upon tonight. 910, you're in the building. This is Fever Friday. Who are we speaking with tonight?
Hello, ladies. Wonderful show. You are speaking with the Angel of Love.
Hello.
Angel. Ah, wonderful show. Oh, my God. Breathtaking.
Yes, it is.
I've been in tears. I've been in joy. I want to jump up and down and need some ice at the same time.
We missed you.
Indeed.
I miss you, ladies. Queen. It's been a while. It'll probably be a while. I hope to make it next week. But after next week, I don't know how long it'll be. But hang in there. You know I'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a title for this. But I'm going to pop it out there.
All right.
Okay. I know. Oh, no. Connection. We'll call it connection.
Connection, okay.
Yeah. But as you get home, all hot and sweaty, oh, baby, I believe you need some relaxation. Oh, that's for sure. Come over here. As I drop my towel just out of the pool, ooh, your eyes wide open as you see nothing on at all. Because for you, my man, Baby, it's relaxation time. Again, come here, baby. Satisfaction is what you are about to have. Now, as you pull me closer and one hand on the bottom and one hand on my face and heart to heart, looking deep in my eyes, wet and dripping, sit back and enjoying love making and writing you as my body quivered and toes curling, you thrusting even more and I throw you down and grind all night more. As we bring in the dawn, all nice and sweaty and shower time. Round two, round three, round four. It's breakfast time. As I lick his lips and kiss him, start licking on your neck and down, down on your chest. And oh my, my yes. Here we are in my, take all of this, heart to heart, love making. He's keeping up. Now that's love connection. Drop the mic.
You can come through and do us like that tonight, Melissa.
Just hot and
sexy, sexy piece. Oh my goodness. Like, I'm like, really, Melissa? But you really took us there, and the picture that you painted was so sensual, so sexual. That was definitely a connection that all of us have witnessed tonight, and we couldn't help but to go there with you. So, yeah, that keep top of that piece, connection, because that's exactly what it was. And it's good to hear you on a mic tonight. Ashley, what you feel about that piece?
Like I was talking, my mic was off. I apologize. But that piece was very hot and steamy and very sexy, Melissa. I don't know what's been going on with you lately, but let me find out.
What's been going on?
You connecting to something, all right. I hear you. That piece was hot.
Right.
You know what? I'm humbled because, you know, I know it's been a while. You guys been with me ever since the beginning, actually. And, you know, I've been working on things and, no, everybody's been asking me what is going on, who you got. No, I'm all right, you know, I'm still here, I'm still where I'm at, so no, I'm just learning.
Hey, well, you keep doing your thing, honey, that learning, because your pen is bleeding real hard.
I just keep listening to Written in Pain, and we'll be good.
I know he's blushing, he's blushing right now.
He's blushing. Well, I could have went off of that piece
with listening.
Some of the things that I've been through. I could have went off of that piece with him.
Oh.
I was almost in tears. I was like, oh, my God. And knew in the beginning what he was doing. And I felt it. I was almost in tears.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting here. Yeah. Actually, if he's listening, I was sitting here going, baby, just close your eyes. Because I'm with you. I don't want to go. Turn away. Don't watch. God got me.
Wow.
I'm really. But I'm not scared. Know this. I love you. Always. Never forget.
It really made you feel that way. Yes, he took you somewhere else. Like you felt for his writing, you felt for his pain. So yeah, I definitely agree with you, Melissa.
Oh, we all do. So written in pain, salute you. I was trying to type it up. My computer froze up. So shout out to your girl, like Queens, Ashley and Monique. I love you ladies. I'm going to bow down and bow out after I drop the mic on you guys. I'm happy.
Hi, helpful. Ladies. Thank you so much. You. See you next week. You have a good night.
You too.
All right, love.
All right.
This has been a ride, but we're going to keep it going. We got 513 in the building. 513, you're on Fever Friday. Who are we speaking with tonight?
It's Romeo D. Nasty.
What's up,
Romeo?
I'm maintaining. I was just calling to just say y'all are having a wonderful show, and I'm enjoying
Thank
it.
You.
And y'all
Thank
just,
you
know, keep doing what y'all doing.
We appreciate
Thank
that, bro.
You.
Thank
we appreciate
you so
that.
No problem. Peace and blessings.
Peace.
And blessings. What you got tonight?
He was like, he's literally just coming through to which is a good night.
Hello?
He's been hanging
really?
Around.
Really?
I was just, you know, just wanted to say congratulations to y'all having a great show. I'm enjoying it.
But what about
back,
your thoughts?
I'm just getting back from Baltimore, the DMV.
Oh, you chilling. Okay, no pressure. I'm going to let you slide.
We're going to give you the pass.
So I'm
yeah,
gonna
I haven't even unpacked yet.
Just
yeah, but
know.
I've been listening.
We appreciate the love, bro. Thank you so much.
Safe no
travels
doubt.
To you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
That is love right there. That's love, for real.
It's been an amazing night. Y'all really like this. Turned it up on Fever Friday. This is what I wait for the end of my week for. It's for y'all to come out and blaze it and put it down like y'all do on Fever Friday. I'm going to need the plus for it. And I got, you go ahead and make your introduction and let them know how you feel about tonight's show.
You know what? Tonight's show has been nothing but amazing. I look forward
yes.
to it. Every Friday night, what the poet's going to bring is always something magnificent. We love you guys. Thank you so much for coming through, supporting the Plus Effect, to all the listeners, to all the poets that fit tonight. We love y'all. Keep us in your prayers. Keep us lifted and keep on listening to Plus Effect each and every Friday night. Love you guys. Have a good night.
Get out now. No doubt now. Yeah. Check it out now. No doubt, yeah. Special girl, real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Caught her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. Spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at check it, yeah. Look at
check
me.
It.
Look at yeah.
Check it,
look at me.
Yeah, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at y'all,
check it,
look at y'all,
check it,
look at y'all,
check it,
yo, yo, yo,
yo. Such a vibrant thing.
driving. Getting back to my MC status. All the willy that I kick makes the other niggas maddest. Moving to your town of situation. Shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I a strong back nigga? Well, shit, yeah. But we could hold a convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. A rapping nigga for real. You would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big weight. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Just move your little thing. Move it around, let's take a little thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a out, yo.